Commentator John Ridley is a big fan of one of America's most freewheeling cities, Las Vegas. But with the country in recession, he finds that things have slowed quite a bit.
Las Vegas, like the rest of the country, is doing a post-money party detox. And sure, you could make the point with a bunch of dry stats, like the fact that Nevada's foreclosure rate is one of the highest in the nation. But I prefer a more personal evaluation, comparing Vegas from one fight night to another. The De La Hoya-Mayweather match I attended in May of 2007, and the De La Hoya-Pacquiao bout from this past Saturday night. How hard Vegas has been hit up was immediately evident when I was able to book a room on the Strip for half off last minute on a Saturday night. And speaking of half, my flight out of beautiful downtown Burbank was only half full, and half of those folks were connectors headed on beyond Vegas. The normally well-populated McCarran Airport was as empty as Ford Field during the fourth quarter of a Detroit Lions game. Now, a good indicator of the busyness of Vegas is how long the cab lines are. The one outside the airport was non-existent. I stopped by my hotel, where finally there was a line for check-in, and that probably had more to do with the obvious cutbacks at the front desk. Throughout the hotel, free drink coupons, reduced admission passes were being handed out as liberally as bailout packages in Washington. The casino floor itself was a little slow but lively, certainly not as subdued as when I was there just after 9/11. But this was a fight night. The joint should have been popping. Back in 2007, tickets for De La Hoya Mayweather sold out in a few hours. For De La Hoya Pacquiao, I could have reserved a couple of 11th-hour tickets for face value. Instead, I procured some tickets from a guy outside the arena at quadruple discount that put me right on the floor. The sweet science is best observed close enough, one can see the sweat ejected from a head on the receiving end of a hot jab. And there were a lot of hot jabs Saturday night. So, compared to a year and a half ago, is Vegas hurting? Oh, very much so. And as a Vegaphile, seeing the city down on one knee is painful to watch. But with discounted airfare, hotel room, and fight tickets, this might be one of the few times I've traveled to the Meadows and actually made money.
Commentator John Ridley is founding editor of ThatMinorityThing.com. His blog, Visible Man, is on NPR.org.